Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because landlords are on the edge right now. And that's not looking good. They're kind of fed up right now. So please comment on the video. Please like. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, which I will talk about in a little bit. But first things first, guys. I don't know what it is that I get certain stories sent to me, and then all of a sudden I'll have business professionals call me or write me and say, hey, this is my problem that they're having, and explain it in detail. But the latest is landlords. Landlords that are absolutely fed up with being landlords right now. And there's a great story below about how in California, Florida, and Texas especially, people are just fed up. They cannot budget. They don't want the risks associated with having people in their properties. They don't want to do this anymore because they're not making enough money for the headache for this. And then, you know, this is the wild thing about this. Think about insurance. How do you budget for insurance right now? And people say, oh, Dan, it's only up 16%. Well, it's not, guys. You have some states like Arizona. What's the big deal with Arizona? Why is Arizona up 62% for the insurance? Now, I mentioned Nebraska the other day and says, why is Nebraska number three and they've had a bunch of flooding there, okay? Who knew, okay? So with all the flooding that they've had, it's made it so that the rates are up 58% right now. So you would think it would be California, you think it would be Florida, but it's not. It's not those two states that are having the biggest problem. It's these other states right now. But you have states that cannot write policies. And when I ran into the State Farm agent a week or so ago, this guy said to me that, you know, he just was shocked because they're having nothing but problems writing policies and trying to keep it affordable for people. Affordability, no such thing. Everybody has to have fire insurance if you have a mortgage. And all these people are given the option to rewrite their policies with State Farm, but they don't have fire insurance. So it's not doing anything. So the landlords are like, what are we gonna do? We're gonna get rid of these places. So one landlord called me today and said, listen, Dan, I got a problem. You know, my husband rents out the unit. We've got three different women renting this unit that are not married, but you know, you have the roommate situation, which would normally be, we frown upon, but because of how expensive the unit is, where it's located in Southern California, makes it so that's the only way that it could work right now. The only way. Only way. So, look at this morning. Isn't that insane out here? Look at that. Just packed. It's nice because the lifeguards are out here now. And, you know, tide comes in. Beautiful. But this is a problem that people don't want to sit there and look at, you know, can we afford these properties anymore? Can we afford the real estate? No. The affordability problems around the country is huge. We talked about UK in the last video, how they are having the problem with, you know, 3 million homeowners that are going to get their adjustable mortgage to shoot up. That's a huge problem. And the other thing is Florida. Florida wants to raise the homestead exemption on properties right now. Now, if they do this, you're going to have the homestead exemption go from $50,000 to $75,000. And people are saying it's going to drop property values. Would that be a bad thing if it did? You know, one thing that people forget about is not every area is insane and pristine and doing better and having, you know, a $2 million properties. This neighborhood I'm in right now, this is Looneyville right here. You know, nothing's under $10 million right here. You know, we joked and looked at things and you've got $16 million properties right here that are on the water. I haven't looked at these in a while, but that's what you can expect here when you overlook the beach. And on a beautiful day like this, this is wild. When the tide comes in like that and you just have no sand, either you find a rock or you find nothing. So let me know what you think about that. But lots going on. The other thing is, you know, one thing that we've talked about a lot is the data being stolen during all these hacks. I want you guys to think about this one. Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, they own those two stores. They're owned by the same company. They had a hack, and the hack, you guys, is absolutely huge. Think about this. It is a very high-end store. A lot of people may have never shopped at a Neiman Marcus before. And if you have, you are like, yeah, I bought somebody a scarf there. I bought them socks. I bought my dad a tie once, and it was $88. You know, stuff like that. These places are incredibly expensive. But think about this. Here's what the hackers got. They got name, address, phone, date of birth, email, last four of your social security, and much more. They got 70 million transactions, okay? Including the last four digits of every social, 50 million customers' emails, plus the IP address for tracking. Do you guys understand what you could sell that for? That is worth a fortune, because these are all higher end individuals. These are all rich people that have this. 12 million gift cards. Now, one of the snoots from Neiman Marcus, we don't think they got anything with the gift cards because we don't know if they have the pins or not. Hello, who cares? Whatever. What they also got was all the balances. They know the amounts and they know the balances on each of the gift cards. So if you bought somebody a $1,000 gift card and they used $88 of it, they would know that. And then 6 million rows of customer shopping records. Now here's the thing. A hacking group, Spider, SP1D3R, Spider, they're selling this information online. How much? 5 million? 10 million? No. 150 grand, guys. So, all that data, which is going to destroy families, destroy credit, identity theft for very wealthy people, is going to be sold for $150,000. So, let me know what you guys think about that. But, once again, when do we prosecute these companies that let our data be put at risk? The CDK thing with the cars, that's going to take forever to get resolved, guys. It still isn't resolved yet. And the dealerships that have been shut down, it's going to take months, if not years, for these people to come back. Now Neiman Marcus gets hit a month and a half ago, and they just disclosed it with their stock. Let me know what you think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. We have talked extensively about being safe when you go online and protecting yourself. But one thing that you have to worry about is data brokers that already have our existing information. There is something that you can do to get this removed from the internet. It's called Delete Me. And when you sign up for this, what it does is it gets rid of your personal information off the web. And after you sign up for it, they scrub the web of everything about you. Now, for example, think about this. They can remove your name, your address, your photos, your email, past addresses, your phone numbers, your relatives, your social media accounts. Get rid of all that. Your occupation, your marital status, and even your property values. They can eliminate all that. Now, I've been a member since February, and after you sign up for this, they send you a detailed report in 7 days. It's absolutely amazing. If you use the link below, joindeleteme.com/iallegedly, use the link below, you'll save 20% off their service. It's absolutely amazing, and it continually scrubs the web to get your personal information off of there. Now, data brokers mine our data and get all this personal information that they're constantly trying to collect and sell to third parties. Most people think that there are just a few of these companies. There are hundreds of them that you need to protect yourself from. Get Delete Me today. Check it out today. But use the link below and save 20% off their regular price. If you are on the email list, please check your spam filter and make sure you got the email. And Connecticut. Connecticut has 30,000 homes right now that have no power. They're working to restore power, and they'll get it done soon, whatever that means. Now, once again, guys, if you had your satellite phone, you wouldn't care. You would not care. Oh, yeah, it's a little dark. I've got some candles. I'm going to read a book until they get the power turned on. Everything is off right now. Walgreens closing, Rite Aid closing, everything. How about this one? Levi's. Everybody buys Levi's, right? You want the good ones. You don't want the cheap ones. You can go to Old Navy and buy that stuff, you know, and get your, you know, $20 pair of jeans that just don't last as long. They rip. You can't work in them. Get tools, you know, they're just terrible, okay? And I wear Levi's most of the time, guys. So their stock dropped 15% when they announced their earnings. But the wholesale earnings issued a warning. And the warning is that sales, the wholesale sales are off. Two stores are off at a dramatic pace right now. So what does that mean, guys? It means people aren't buying jeans right now. What else are they not buying? People are going without right now. You know what? I don't need a new pair of jeans. I'll just live without it right now. This is a horrible way to live because, once again, when I talk about budgeting and saving money and everything like that, with, you know, like I talked about in the email list, you've got to prepare yourself so that if you want to go out and get something new, like a pair of jeans, you can go out and do that. It's not a big deal, okay? So, okay. Let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Just a beautiful day out here. You know, imagine having your house on that cliff. Wouldn't that be great? So, I get sidetracked real easy. Here's a few things you're going to hear more of in the news over the course of the next few weeks. The California Association of Realtors is changing the paperwork, and there's a huge problem with what to say about commissions and steering and what people are going to have to sign, and it's the standard forms. So what's going to happen? This is going to change everything as far as real estate commissions, what they can do, what they can't do, what they can ask you to pay for up front, what they can make you sign. It's going to be a big deal, guys. Speaking of paperwork, Boeing, they blamed, remember the Alaska Airlines incident where the door panel blew off? They blamed that incident on lost paperwork. I'm telling you guys, it's a clown show at Boeing right now. And they must think the whole world is stupid that this is all okay, that they're doing this. Okay? So, no, nobody believes it. Nobody believes Boeing is telling us the truth at all. But you're going to see a lot of things happen, guys, over the course of, you know, the next few months. The Department of Justice is the one doing the investigation into the real estate forms. Remember, all the real estate agents that are online, TikTok, all those guys, hey, it's nothing to worry about. It is a huge problem. And you will never buy a house the same way again come the end of summer. So get ready, you know. U.S. banks just had a stress test. Isn't that nice? Stress test on the banks. Don't worry, we're doing great. Everybody's great. We tested ourselves. It's all the main culprits, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Truist, all these people you've heard of. They're just doing great, guys. Don't worry about it, okay? All these stories about bad loans and problems, and even Jamie Dimon. I've had a lot of people step forward and say, have you heard Jamie Dimon say all this negative stuff lately? He's warning people that the Fed needs to do something about interest rates. Yeah, they should, and they're not. So once again, he's gonna sit there when it crashes. He's gonna say, see, I've been telling you guys about this for months, and you guys didn't do anything about that, and it won't be soon enough. Remember that. So share your thoughts on all that stuff, and let me know what you think about all this. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Elon Musk owns SpaceX. SpaceX is prepping right now to go public at a valuation of $210 billion. Would you invest in SpaceX? You'd have to, right? I guess. I mean, it's just crazy. So $210 billion is what they think it's going to be worth. I wonder if he's going to make $50 billion to work there too. So that'll be interesting. Uber here in California lost an appeal for a company called Postmates that they own. They don't want these employees to be gig workers. The state wants them to be employees. And, you know, Uber's saying, no, they're not employees. They're independent contractors. They have nothing to do with us, and we're not responsible for them. So with that, they're employees. The appellate court said, no, they're employees. So it's going to make everything more expensive. Think about this one. Seattle, every time you use Uber Eats, they add $4.99 to the order, in addition to the high prices that you already pay. So they're going to add that to every order. Who's going to pay for that? Why do you guys can't go out and drive and get yourself something to eat? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So final story. One more Uber story. Uber will pay you $1,000 if you give up your car and use public transportation for 5 weeks. A lot of people in this world that would say, yeah, big deal. I take the subway anyways, Dan. Okay. But I get $1,000 in credits. You know, Uber's committed to spending $800 million on EV cars and changing everything to go EV, but they want you to commute via public transportation or use an Uber during this time, and they'll give you $1,000. Read the story out of the New York Post for that one. Please don't forget to like the video. Please don't forget to subscribe to the video. And onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. I appreciate each and every one of you. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And if you're one of those landlords that you're freaking out right now and you think that there's trouble ahead, reach out. Let us know. We always love to hear from the insiders, guys. Thank you. See you soon.